Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Jennifer is joining us here on Second Date Update, and you can too if you've been on a great first date, but it has not led to a second, and Jennifer's here to talk about Calvin. Let's start at the beginning, Jennifer. How did the two of you first meet?
So after I got a new haircut, I did like a big chop. He was the first one to match with me when I updated my profile pic on Tinder.
Okay.
And then Calvin asked me to dinner a week later.
Okay, and why did you, and listen, none of our business,
the haircut worked, it sounds like.
We're going to ask anyway. What was the reason behind the haircut? Was there a big life change, an epiphany or anything behind the wonderful new style?
Honestly, I saw like one of my favorite actresses did it on like a show. And okay. I was like, you know what? You don't need a big reason to cut your hair. Sometimes you just want to cut it.
I love it. And obviously it worked, at least with Calvin. And you met for like a casual dinner.
Yeah, it was super fun, honestly. Yeah. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and then just after that, I never heard from him.
Okay, so you were there. You're
that's cool, kind of a chill date.
We think this is important, Jennifer, and we find out a lot. I think, you know, with this question, how did the evening end with Calvin?
Pretty romantic, honestly. I mean, he walked me to my car and then he kissed me in the parking lot. It was honestly one of the best kisses ever.
Wow.
Nice.
And then he goes, I can't wait to see you again. And then he kissed me on the forehead. So sweet. And then said goodnight.
And you texted like a thank you, or at least it was great to see you and nothing back.
And for sure. Yeah. I thanked him for a fun night and just kind of didn't really reply back.
Okay. All right.
Weird.
As you know, we're going to call Calvin.
Find out what's going on. So hold on, Jennifer, right there.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning, Calvin.
This is Ron Burgundy.
What?
Okay. I'm joking. Who's this?
It's Calvin. This is Thunder and PT, and we do the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf. We are trying to help one of our listeners this morning with their dating life, and Jennifer asked us...
This song is about daytime lovemaking. What,
Calvin? So, she... all right. Anyway, back to Jennifer. She contacted us to call you to find out why you haven't been... why you haven't called her after your first date.
You guys are in radio?
Yeah,
we do. Yeah, we.
This morning's on the Wolf.
You know, I built a ham radio last year, and so I've been talking to people in Germany lately.
Cool. Can we chat with you quickly just about Jennifer?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just getting into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, back to Jennifer. We're trying to help her out. Do you remember her?
Yeah, great. Odin's Raven. Of course I do. Like Supernet bangs, contagious laugh.
Okay.
Okay, did you have fun on the date with her?
Yeah, she's awesome. We watched some basketball. We actually have plans to watch Anchorman with her.
We
have plans to watch Anchorman together. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she told us that she has not heard from you since your date. So we're calling back to our original question.
Yeah, I'm trying to upgrade my radio setup. I found out she has a cousin in Australia. So I'm trying to make it so that she can talk to her cousin.
Right. She hasn't heard from you since you talked to her?
You're not impressed.
Okay, so she, all right, just hear us out here for a second. She wants to know, Jennifer wants to know why you, like, haven't responded to her in a week. And you say it's got something to do with her cousin in Australia?
Well, I wanted to ask her out the next day. I didn't want to seem like a stalker. So I figured I'd get this surprise where she could talk to her cousin. I'm sort of waiting to get it set up exactly right. I'm having a couple issues.
Well, okay.
But how long do you think it's going to take?
What does that have to do with just... Yeah.
Do you guys have like a tech guy there at the radio that can like give me some pointers?
Well, we do, and after we're done here, we can hook you up with somebody if you've got a question or two. Awesome. But we're not in ham radio. We're on FM radio, and it works differently.
Yeah. But
can we just help you with Jennifer? And by the way, Calvin, she's on the line with us right now. Would you just say hello to her?
Jennifer?
Hey. Yeah, Jennifer.
Hi, Calvin.
Go ahead.
Hey.
So, hey, it's really cool and all that you want to help me talk to my cousin, but honestly, I can just FaceTime her, you know, whenever I feel like it. What I really want is to talk to you.
I like you, too. I can't wait to see you again. I just kind of wanted everything to be perfect for our second date.
Well, the day after tomorrow for our date is perfect for me.
Cool. That works for me. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a ham radio or an Anchorman sequel to watch or anything, Calvin? Because...
Well, she hasn't seen the first one, so we have plans to watch the first one.
Jennifer, does that sound like a good date to you, an interesting date?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. As long as you're into it,
yeah. If you're into it,
and you don't mind, Jennifer, you don't mind all the Anchorman-isms from Calvin.
I mean, I haven't seen it, so I mean, right now it kind of doesn't like have any meaning. But I'm sure after I watch it, I think I don't know. Maybe I'll understand it more.
No, it's good. It's about 25 years old. I mean, it's like all the things to kind of be. You know,
super into. Stay classy, San Diego.
But I mean, ham radio isn't exactly new either. He's building one of those. I mean,
that's true.
Which is cool. I mean, Calvin, I love that you're
Calvin.
You
know, yeah, he's old
throwback
school
stuff, which is great.
Right.
I mean,
that's another Will Ferrell movie right there. Old school.
There you go.
All right.
I mean, so, Calvin might go streaking by the quad.
So Jennifer, listen, Calvin, you're really into this ham radio thing. And Jennifer's right. You can just FaceTime people now
or Skype,
Zoom.
It's like the retro thing, man. It's like, you know,
people are still doing
it all over the world I can connect with.
All right. Well, listen.
You do you, man.
Yeah.
Jennifer. Like, Jennifer, it sounds like you're into it. You know, that's cool.
All right. Well, Jennifer, obviously, you love
radio. Totally different.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, a ham sandwich is more interesting than ham radio, in my opinion. I almost hate to play this, but anyway, we're so happy for you both.
To be honest.
Okay. Jennifer, you have fun with Calvin, and we wish you guys all the best, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.